Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of It Pricked. It's a rose by yours truly, none other than Doris Wanyagia. In today's episode, I have a very good friend of mine. I'm excited to host her as we delve into today's topic. But before we go into today's topic, I'd love her to introduce herself, tell us her name, what she does for a living, how she defines herself, and generally just tell us about her. Welcome.
Thank you very much. My name is Mavis Nyawira. I'm your friend. What I do for a living? I survive.
Yes. How do you define yourself? If I approach you today and I'm like, who is Mavis? Like, I don't want a lot of words. Who is Mavis?
I am outgoing. And I put effort in things that I want. And I hustle.
And you hustle.
Yes.
Okay, that's nice. That's nice. So today's episode, we are going to be talking about the inner circle. When we talk about the inner circle, we are talking about the people that surround us, our friends, and generally, who, you know, the way they say birds of a feather flock together, you flock now. So that is what we are talking about today. And I think we'll start by, like, how do you define your circle? Like, what qualifications are there to be part of your circle? How do you define your circle? Yeah.
Okay. For now, I will say my inner circle is people I have known for more than 4 years, most. Others I've known for 2 years. And to me, someone to be in my inner circle, a definition I would give is someone who is so close to me, someone who I can go for advice from, someone who assists me, basically everything when I'm stuck somewhere, and I reciprocate the same to them, because, you know, I also have to be a friend to them. Yes. And to me also, inner circle means people who are like family to me. They're more than, they're like my family, like my close sisters and close brothers to me. Yes.
I also concur. For me, the inner circle are people that anytime like you're stuck or you're thinking of something good or some good news I have, that is the first person I'll think about and be like, I have to let them know. Hello. And the people that also come through for me and I come through for them. So for me, like, I don't know about you, but for me, I don't know if, can I get the number really? Can you get the number? Like, can you get, like, can you just take a second and tell us, like, I have 5 people in my inner circle?
Yes, I can. They're not much. Ata si wengi. Eh, ni kidogo.
There are how many?
Wako watano.
Watano?
Yes.
Literally watano?
Literally watano.
Ah, let me see. I think moja. For me, I think when we talk about in circle, we grow up, then you realize, like, some people, you, like, part ways.
Yeah.
You're not, like, enemies. You're still friends, but they're not in the in circle.
Life just happens.
Yes. Yeah. And they walk away. Not necessarily walk away. I think they would come through, but they are not the priority. Like, they are not, like, the closest people. So for me, let me see. I think probably 3, and those 2 I've stretched in searching. I think, and by this time you're talking about the people who are not blood, Cindy.
Yes, yes.
I think I would say three. Are there any qualifications that you usually have to, like, fit in your inner circle?
Qualifications, I would say, your behavior also, because I don't think I would want to be someone whose behavior is bad. I know that some of our friends might have some questionable behaviors, but I really look at people who I associate with, because at the end of the day, they might influence me to do something in one way or another, knowingly or unknowingly. So to me, behavior is also key. for qualifications, if we vibe, man, we vibe. Mm. Yes. But then there's more than vibing.
Yeah.
And you ujuata that you have an inner circle. These are people who you've been with for months, for years. So I don't think there's qualifications. It's not a job application.
Yeah. Yeah. But you said, you mentioned about, you said that behaviors.
Yes.
Like, what are questionable behaviors?
I will not mention questionable behaviors. But I just love people who are disciplined with their life.
Okay. Yes. So that is in terms of discipline. Like for me, I think there are no qualifications really. Mm-hmm. I also like go for the if we vibe, we vibe. But I'm also keen on this is what do we call a relationship that I depend on you and you depend on me. Like, is it symbiotic?
I wouldn't know.
But, like, for me, if we vibe, it means that anytime you need me, I'll be there. Anytime I need you, you'll be there for me. So our relationship is not one-way bent, and all of us, like, are confident in our own ways. I think for me, I think confidence is a qualification, if I may say so, because if you don't believe in yourself, if you're not confident in the ways, like, the way you conduct your things, it means you will also inflict the doubt.
Yes.
In me, and I'm one person who like loves like I might not have it figured out, I might not know how I'll do it, but there's a certain confidence when you surround yourself with even with people that believe in whatever you're believing in, that you're like I think that is possible. You don't even doubt yourself. So for me, I think confidence is a qualification. Though not like it's not shouting at you, are you confident? No. But I think at the end of the day, after we vibe, mm-hmm. and I realize, oh, you're also a confident person, mm-hmm. I'll be like, ah, oh, this is it. This is that
You'll
person.
You'll just know by how someone behaves, and approach some situations and some opportunities. Mm-hmm. I think from there, you'll know how confident someone is.
Yes, okay. Yes. Then there's this aspect of sharing, oversharing. There's the aspect of just sharing life with the people that surround you. Do you, like, share a lot with your close five friends?
Okay. I would say share, but I'm someone who, before I share something, especially if it's something disturbing, I tend to keep it to myself first and see if I can get a solution before sharing. And truth be told, as I said earlier, that I know I have five close friends, and one is not, actually two. Two of them hatuko karibu, akombali sana. So you get sometimes sharing, maybe it's via social media, and I am not someone who shares a lot. So before I share, I think ni kitu imenisumbua sasa ile sana sana. Mimi ni mtu wa kujiwekea vitu. That's what I will say. But I do share, but not a lot. Yes.
I think Mimi, I'm on the other side, and I think us, we are the most affected in terms of suffering when it comes to friendships, because I'll find, like, maybe so my friend, and I'll be like, you know what, I tell you, like, anything perturbing me or that is happy with me or whatever is going on, I'll just, like, automatically tell you. But what if you're not, like, good to me? What if, kumbe, you're not, like, a real one, you're just a posing real one? Then things unveil, and I find myself kwa matata. Because I'll talk, and then I'll find myself in a position where, shit, kumbe, they were not even my friend, and the way I've talked a lot.
I think here we're talking about people who are in our inner circle. And for someone to be in your inner circle, that means you trust that person.
But you know, there's life. So
crazy. I know there's life. But for someone to be in your inner circle, that means that you've been through things together. And it's not the first time you're telling him or her something like that.
Yes.
Yes.
I still, like, okay, I get where you're coming from, but I'm still of the opinion that there are people that are naturally share.
The people who have no problem with sharing, and then there's others who tend to keep things to themselves.
Yeah, they're conservative with the problem or with their joys. But now the ones who are very open with sharing, they end up like when things go bad, they are the ones who are like on the side of the fence where they are suffering.
Yes.
So like you have no problem with oversharing and such.
As I said earlier, I don't share a lot. Mm-hmm. But if I share, mm-hmm. I think I'll share what is disturbing me and I'll just share everything.
Okay. Yes. Now with social media, technology, the distance as we've mentioned, how do you like maintain the friendship dynamics, ensure that you're still present in this person's life, that you like you're still present for each other and yet this distance, this social media that gives you a sense of security, like you have so many friends, but in real sense you only have like three.
I think the effort that they put in our friendship and the effort we put together, because we visit each other, we sometimes video call each other, there's communication, and someone to take that time to visit someone who is 12 hours away, that's effort.
12 hours?
Yes.
That's far.
Yeah.
Mm, okay. So, like, you guys do video calls, you guys do visits. I think I should borrow a leaf. I don't know.
Sister, it's not often day since it's far, but that once in a while is really good.
I don't know. Like I don't know like how people like maintain their friendship dynamics when they are far. Because there is that, you know, like there is the explanation whereby like friends are not people you meet, like friends are people you grow with. In terms of like, I can meet you, we know each other, but are we really friends?
That's an acquaintance.
We can be working together, like we are close by proximity. Like proximity has made us friends, but we're not friends because we want to. I'm only your friend because probably you go to the same work every other day. We have to see each other Monday to Friday. But there is this aspect of like the putting effort because I know maybe you're my friend. I'll call you, I'll video call you and ensure you're doing okay. But it is also hard. Like for me, I'll say like social media gives a sense of like, ah, see, nimemwona Instagram, Insta stories, they're doing okay. Nimemwona status.
But when I just asked her, social media can lie. Because I will obviously not post nikiwa kwa shida.
Definitely.
I'll post my happy moments. But then that communication and talking and knowing how it, how your friend is faring on, then I think from there is what we call
friendship.
And if you're willing to work with your romantic relationship, and I believe some people even work for long distances, it can also work with friends.
Yeah. Like, because the families that their fathers actually live some five counties away and they're still, like, working. Can you share, like, a time a really close friend of yours came through?
Yes. Yes. Quite a number of times, actually. I have been sick. And she was there, she came, she was taking care of me when I needed to, because she was the family that I had. My family didn't know I was sick. I didn't want to tell them, but she was there during that time. And being sick and being admitted to hospital is not something easy. And if your friend is there for you, that's nice.
I know that feeling. I know that feeling. I know that feeling. I know that feeling. Like recently, very recently, I was very sick, like very, very sick. And now it was at night. Like I had spent the entire day like, okay. But then at night, like I got sick, like really sick. The one that you can't contain it on yourself. I think whatever had happened, stomach issues, vomiting, diarrhea, etc. It was too bad. So I was taken to the hospital that night. Then I usually think back, like if I was by myself that night, they would have just said, just get admitted. You can't go home because I was in no condition to take myself home. I was in no condition to take care of myself. I actually even don't remember some parts of that night.
It's actually nice because at Mimi, when I was sick, I was okay on Monday afternoon. Then sasa usiku, nikalemewa and I live alone. So I nashangana nani atanipeleka hospitali. So I just called him And they came. They came, two of them. And they walinipeleka hospitali until nikakuwa admitted and all that was over. Which was nice. Na ilikuwa sanani usiku. Mtu anatoka kwake kukuja kwangu sanani usiku. That's a sacrifice.
Yeah, that's a close friend. Now, there is like the beauty of friendships, but at times, like, friendships will break down because of one thing or another. Have you ever had an experience where you outgrew a friendship and you parted your ways?
Yes.
Why?
I would say, I think nilimaliza shule. And life happens. You get into that place, not after a job, ukipata job. Things just fade, communication just fade. Haikuwa kubaya, but the friendship just ended.
I think I had one really, like one person I really considered an encircle. I was very young. Okay, not, let me just say, not very young. But probably age from, like, from the time I knew myself, I had this constant person. Like, she was a girl. She was my friend, like, anywhere, everywhere. In fact, there was a time we were even referred to as twins because we were everywhere together. But then, yeah, till date, I can't explain what happened. Like, at some point in life, she just started doing her own things. And then, you know, with friendships, you can't force them. And she went her ways. I also decided, sasa, kwani,
I won't force.
I also went my own way. But I think now it feels bad thinking about it like a time like this. I remember, like, I had a real close person. A real person, like someone I knew, like, who you ata mutake kuni crucify. Atasema eke ni mkono yake chini sisi wote basi tuwekwe crucifixion. But then I don't know what happened. Like, we parted ways and everybody, like, continued to with their lives to a point, even if we meet today, we'll just say, hi.
Hi.
Like, it feels bad because I don't have an explanation.
It feels weird because this is someone who you will tell
everything.
And now it's like you don't know each other. Yes, it's kind of weird.
And I don't have an explanation. Yes. I can't say, like, ati, you know, tuliulizana, jua lichukua mkate yangu, na mimi nikasema simrudishi yake, so yu ikakua vita, tuka separate. There's nothing like that I have at all. So it feels weird, like, to outgrow a person in such a way, like, to outgrow a person in such a way that you felt, like, feeling bad. But then again, you can't blame yourself, because for a fact, I know I did not do anything wrong to them. They also did not wrong me in any way, unless I wronged them, and I don't
and
know.
They didn't see.
And they didn't see. But I don't think I wronged them. I loved that person, like, loved. For life, for keeps. Anyway, it was for life, for keeps. Here I am with new other friends. But the closure is not yet there. I'm not yet there. But I'm trusting God that one day, one time, we'll be able, like, to define what happened.
It's not a must. It's not a must. You can move on without questioning yourself. It's not a must to get closure. That keeping quiet was the closure that you needed.
But I still have it today, and it's like 10, let me not say 10.
But see, wewe how you move on. Wanafaku move on.
Sawa, ntatafuta therapy starter. How vulnerable are you to people? Like, you've mentioned you don't share a lot, but the times when you decide to share, like, do you outwardly share, or do you share while still reserved?
Okay, when I decide to share, I do share. Yes, and I believe vulnerability, if I've said it right, meaning Kikuyu, is part of every relationship. I have to be vulnerable with you if I want it to work. Meaning that at some point, I have to communicate. If I am in a low moment, I can even cry, share my emotions, show those emotions to you so that you can know how vulnerable I am. That should happen to any relationship. So I am vulnerable to my friends.
Okay.
Yes.
I think I'm also very vulnerable. But, like, in your experience for a while, mm-hmm. whatever friendships you've been at, those ones that you've outgrown, mm-hmm. is it wise to be a vulnerable person or would you'd rather just be reserved?
I would say both. 50-50.
Why?
All is needed. Because there's a time you can't be strong every time.
Mm-hmm.
There's a time you'll be vulnerable and you will need that support.
Mm-hmm.
But also, there's some things you need to reserve to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You need to work on them yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that your friend also has a baggage on her own
mm-hmm.
that he needs to carry.
Mm-hmm.
So some things you need to keep to yourself mm-hmm. as much as it's also good to be vulnerable with someone.
Okay. Would you feel bad if you decided to share something with a close friend of yours and they're like, I think I'll call you later, Maya?
Obviously, I would feel bad. Yes. I would feel bad.
Has it ever happened
yes,
like
it
that?
Has. And then once you're okay, so and you call me, I'm like, apananisha sort, I'm okay now. And if I wanted to tell you, I don't think I would say it.
Mm-hmm. You just reserve it for yourself.
Yes. Because that moment when I wanted to tell you,
mm.
you were busy, which is might be bad or not bad, but to kishapitisha your session,
mm.
I will just figure out a way. On my own.
And what does that do to your friendship dynamic? Like, do you feel like the other person is not available for you?
But you know, sometimes you also have to also be considerate. If it's because akokazi and he's doing something,
mm-hmm.
that's understandable.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's ignoring ama, not a good excuse,
mm-hmm.
I think I will just pull away.
Okay.
Stay away. Yes, that's the word. Stay away.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Stay away from the friendship.
Yes.
So much to say about friendships, like the growing part, mm-hmm. the breaking part, and the mending part.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like you know, like after you've grown, you're now friends. You break, then you can mend. You can choose to mend.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have like a friendship you've ever mended and like it had fallen? You mended, you came back, and you're standing
strong. It was
strong.
Almost falling.
Uh-huh.
But with communication,
mm.
I think ilikuwa poa. Because I said what was, mimi ilikuwa inanisumbua on my side.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, kenye ilikuwa inamsumbua on her side.
Mm.
And kumbe it was just all miscommunication and someone assuming the other person is thinking this type of way.
Mm-hmm.
Na kama tungeacha our egos
mm-hmm.
to come in between that, then mm-hmm. the friendship would have been broken.
It would have ended with that.
Yes.
But I think, like, that is it for friendships from my side.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you have, like, something to add on friendships. Like, Mimi, close friends. I value close friends of mine. I value everybody that is around me. And if I care for you, I swear I'll go all out and all in for you. But I'm also learning, like, with growing up to understand that people, like, everybody has whatever they're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody owes you to be there for you 100%.
Yes.
Nobody owes you, like, to give you an ear every other time. At a way where sometimes just sort yourself.
Mm.
Like, siko ubaya, you're not,
but
like,
you have to sort your thing.
Yes.
I would say is you need a friend. Mm-hmm. You need friends. Mm-hmm. No man is an island.
Mm-hmm.
But you need those friends. It's
mm-hmm.
not every time that you learn to bottle everything that you have,
Mm-hmm.
Having someone who can listen to you, that mm-hmm. listening ear is enough.
Mm-hmm.
Getting something out of your chest is mm-hmm. enough. And it's not that friends should be people who you go to on bad days only. Even
yeah.
on good days,
mm-hmm.
Having cook out with your friend, hanging out with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Those good memories are what keep your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And also those bad times that you're with them, they're with you.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things that they'll keep remembering you about and mm-hmm. wanting to stay with you.
Mm.
Yes.
Then
it's a two-way thing.
Yeah.
There's no way I'll be a friend to you and you're not a friend to me.
Sure.
Unakujanga tu kwangu kiwa na shida. And when you're happy,
mm-hmm.
you're not...
I only see you
kiwa pabaya. That's not fair.
Yeah, there are these kinds of friends who'll only text you when they need urgently.
Said it okay, urgently.
That is the only time. Like, other than that, like, you even feel I'm forcing issues.
Mm.
Mom, we are not okay. You feel like you're the one pushing. So if it's not the way I get, it will break definitely. But are we like, is there a standard way of forming friends? You know, I feel like all the friends we have, for example, when you're in campus, you used to have a specific group of friends that you called, you defined as your inner circle, mm-hmm. but you outgrew them because simply you finished school. Is there like, is there a way we are toned to like create friends? I feel like there is.
I don't think there's a formula in creating friends.
Plus, not a formula, but a norm. Like we are taught, not taught. It's like present at these friends at like you only have friends in because you're in a particular setting. You suddenly have an in circle. But then there are people who have like circles from. Kuna mtu anatembea na mtu wake wa primary hadi saa hii.
But mimi bado natembea na watu tulikuwa na campus saa hii.
Wote.
Apart from two moja. Kwa watano moja tu ndio tukusoma.
Na wa primary?
Wa primary. I wouldn't say she's a close friend, but we're still friends.
How many?
One.
Okay. No, wa home?
Wa home. Uyo wa primary ndio bado wa home.
Oh, we're primary ndio bado wa home.
Yes.
So unaona like but there are people like wao wana creating friends na unaona job sahi uko job friends wako huna friends wa campus huna friends at your home friends wako ni wa job.
But unajua job hatuwezi ita friends.
Yeah.
Those are colleagues.
Exactly.
I can't categorize them as friends.
Exactly. Hivyo ndio nasema. Like, is there like a way we are set like to create friends? Mtu anafeel lati, when I'm in school, these
no,
are my friends.
No, but I saw somewhere, it was someone writing, saying that not everyone is a friend. If it's your colleague, stop saying that this is my friend. This is my
colleague.
This is my classmate. This is my churchmate. Let your friend be your friend. You're not calling anyone your friend.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think that is it for me inside friendships. I think an in circle is very important. These are guys who hold you down in your weakest, who hold you up in your highest. And they are very essential people in our building because at the end of the day, you need an ear to listen to. You might not be very vulnerable. You might be a very conservative person. But when you get an ear just to tell that, wow, imagine this that I was planning like came to be, you feel good. Like it relieves you of something you didn't know you needed to relieve. Just as they say, a problem half talked is a problem half solved. Yes. You might not have like found a solution of your problems from your friends, but when you talk about it, like it is easier for you to process and let it go.
Yeah, that's something that is true.
Yeah.
I would say also pray for your friends. It's needed. And choose your friends wisely. I think we're grown people right now. You can choose your friends wisely. Yes. And you can't everyone is your friend.
Yeah. Like for that one. Like that one is should be in caps. Not everyone is your friend.
You don't tell everyone everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. And choose what to tell who. Don't like go to everybody. But that is it from this side. I'm so happy. I'm so glad you accepted to come.
Thank you
so much. So at this juncture, do we say, is it said like that? At this point, I'd like to pause this podcast until the next episode. My name is Doris Wanyagia from It Pricked, It's a Rose, and this was
Mavis Nyawera.
Thank you so much for watching. Until next time. Bye-bye. Bye.